Gardaí are investigating what they believe is a fatal assault in Castle Island in County Kerry. A man in his 40s was found with serious injuries at a house in the town this morning. Our South East correspondent Conor Kane joins us now. Conor, what do we know about this fatal assault?
Well, Keane, I'm here in the Ancashlan Moor housing estate on the northern edge of Castle Island in County Kerry at the moment. It's a quiet, long-standing residential development, and at the house where this, what Gardaí believe to be a fatal assault, happened is located towards the end of a quiet cul-de-sac. Now, that's been sealed off all morning by Gardaí because of what happened this morning at about 12:30. It was around that time that Gardaí and other emergency services were called to the scene of an incident at the house in Ancashlan Moor, and when they arrived, they found a man aged in his 40s with serious injuries and in an unresponsive state just outside the house. Now, he was treated at the scene by paramedics, but tragically was pronounced dead at the scene a short time later. Now, his body was remained at the scene for some hours this morning while initial inquiries were carried out, initial forensic inquiries, but was removed by hearse shortly before 11 o'clock this morning to University Hospital Kerry, and a post-mortem examination is expected to be carried out later today.
What are Gardaí saying, Conor?
Well, Gardaí say that they believe that the man in his 40s was fatally assaulted by another party. Now, a man in his 40s who's believed to be known to the deceased man was arrested this morning, and he's being held for questioning under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act at a Garda station in County Kerry. The scene itself remains cordoned off at the moment by Gardaí, and that's to allow for technical experts to carry out a forensic examination of the scene inside and outside the house where what's believed to have been a fatal assault happened. And in the meantime, local Gardaí are also conducting door-to-door inquiries and speaking to all the neighbours in the area as they try to piece together what happened. The results of the post-mortem itself, which is expected to be carried out this afternoon at University Hospital Kerry, will also guide the ongoing investigation into this death. And in the meantime, Gardaí have appealed for information and any witnesses to what happened, and anyone with any information has been asked to contact Tralee Garda Station or indeed any Garda Station.
Conor Kane, thank you. The local community in Castle Island is devastated by what has happened. Earlier we spoke to Fine Gael councillor Bobby O'Connell.
It's devastating for the community here this morning, and it's more traumatic, I suppose, because the deceased is very well known locally and in the wider locality, because it's not just Castle Island town. There's a big hinterland here of a lot of villages, and it's a close-knit area. And close-knit community, and of course our thoughts and prayers are with the immediate family. What's also significant is this happened in a residential area, in a housing estate, you know, with young children and elderly residents. But I've no doubt now that, you know, the whole community with close ranks with the family, and you know, the area will be proactive and see it as an obligation, and will not abdicate our responsibility within our own area to gather around the family and help them through this horrible time.
What are people saying locally?
People are devastated because, I mean, for something like this happened, and a lot of the people, they just don't know what to say, and they're still reeling with the shock.
You must be shocked yourself. You know the family well.
I know them extremely well, yeah. I would indeed. I got the news this morning, I couldn't believe it. I know all parties involved. And, you know, it's going to take us a while to come from this. But like I said, as a community, we're going to have to just close ranks and put all the shoulders to the wheel now for everybody, because this is just devastating for the whole community.
How did you first hear about this, Bobby?
Well, I got a phone call this morning from a resident in the housing estate to tell me this had happened, and found it hard to come to terms with it. The fact that I actually knew the deceased man, and he was very, very well known in the locality. I mean, being around the town every day, and, you know, he would have been very familiar in the various villages within the locality as well, because he'd have worked in a lot of those areas. He was in the building trade. And I suppose it's much more pertinent when you actually know the individuals involved. You know, it's very sad, and I know he was prayed for at Mass this morning as well in the local church by our parish priest, Father Massey Brick, as indeed was his immediate family.
Councillor Bobby O'Connell there.